This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3815 for Friday, the 17th of March, 2023. Today's show is entitled The UniVac Uniscope, the first terminal with a video monitor. It is hosted by Deltaray and is about 39 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, hear about the Uniscope 300 mainframe terminal from 1964.
On the computer history website, I found a brochure for an old computer terminal system called the UniVac Uniscope 300. I found it interesting because it talks about computers in a way that we take for granted now. And the Uniscope 300 may have been one of the first terminal systems that actually had a monitor and was designed to actually fit on an office desk. Instead of other terminals at the time, which were mostly printout only, this actually had a screen that had many functions that terminal users, for instance, like people who use TMUX and screen, use on a regular basis. The brochure itself also pioneers some of the concepts used in later computer advertising. So the UniVac system of computers, I guess, started with the BINAC, which was built by a corporation called Eckert-Mauchly Computer Corporation. And this was actually considered the first general-purpose computer for computer use. And the UniVac badge that followed that went on until 1986 and now has been continued through the Unisys Corporation, which was, I guess, the company that came after the Remington, Rand, and Sperry Corporation that took over for EMCC. So this brochure maybe looks like it's a, an 8-inch by 8-inch brochure or something like that in PDF form. And it starts out with the slogan, "See the now facts now with the Uniscope 300," has typical 1960s kind of artwork, you know, dots on a green dot on a blue background and array of dots, followed by a full page picture of an elderly executive man looking off in the distance in his office, I guess checking, you know, maybe having a conversation with somebody. Meanwhile, his secretary is taking notes, I guess, in the foreground. But in between them and in the background is this UniVac Uniscope 300 system. And since then, I've seen several, you know, computing ads that kind of have this arrangement of people around the computer, kind of showing how it's a typical part of an office environment. But this may very well be the very first place where that kind of arrangement was used. And so this could be, you know, very pioneering advertisement. It goes on to say, UniVac Uniscope 300, visual communication terminal is what it calls it. See the now facts now. And then there's several bullet points. A wide variety of uses and easy to operate, unmatched versatility, edit, analyze, review, compare, and update information. Accurate communication of information, characters recognized at a glance on all parts of the screen. Economically utilizes full capabilities of computer and telephone lines. Instant applications, instant results, decisions based on now facts, plus continuous instant updating of information. A choice of two models, self-contained single station and a multi-station available in groups of 2 to 48 units, plus more features at no extra cost. Now, the description of this brochure on the Computer History Museum mentions that it has handwritten and pen on the top of the back cover are various notes outlined in boxes, such as 14 to $15K dollars. So I assume that means that, you know, either one of these terminals or, you know, maybe several of them were $14,000 to $15,000, probably, you know, the salesperson gave this person a quote or whatever, or the person who's considered buying it was taking notes from a salesperson on the phone. But that's a considerable amount of money, even, you know, considering back in the 60s, you know, that would be the equivalent of something like $60,000 in today's money, or maybe even more than that. I'm not sure. I'd have to check. Then it goes on to show a picture of a large mainframe computer with a front console control panel system in the front. It doesn't actually show the Uniscope in this picture, but I guess it's showing what the Uniscope can connect with. And so then it goes on to say, type out a question about the now, and it puts now in double quotes, status of any aspect of your business on your desktop, and desktop is hyphenated, UNIVAC Uniscope 300 Visual Communication Terminal. Depress a few keys or type at over 80 words per minute. Your computer or one at a UNIVAC data processing center will send you an immediate answer, and your Uniscope will display it in a crisp, clear type on a flicker-free screen. Revise it, add, subtract, update it. Compare it to other information. Formulate new questions and think up new approaches as you observe your new answers. Take action. You can get this now action simultaneously from any number of your nearby or widely dispersed offices, plants, schools, stores, or warehouses, even if they are thousands of miles apart. And you can reduce the cost and time of updating your computer by applying transactions and other input data to it directly. Besides the Uniscope 300 and the computer, all you need is a telephone line and interconnecting equipment at the selected locations. So, you know, some interesting features there that we really take for granted now, being hyped as something new. And the thought of being able to connect over thousands of miles over a telephone line, obviously, like a completely new concept at that point, I guess. Then it goes to show a full page picture of the elderly man is now talking on the telephone while his secretary, I guess, is typing away at the terminal with some kind of text display on the terminal. And he's talking on like an old school Western Bell telephone, I guess. And then it goes on to the next page with a section called Choice of Two. The Uniscope 300 is a keyboard-operated visual communication terminal with a precision display screen. It is available in two versions, the Uniscope 300S and the Uniscope 300M. The 300S is a completely self-contained single station. The 300M is a multi-station comprised primarily of a keyboard and display unit. From 2 to 48 300M terminals can be used in a system with a single control unit. So I'm guessing that the Uniscope 300S, as it says that it's self-contained single station, maybe that implies that it's a full working computer independent of a mainframe, which really would be something for 1964. But I'm wondering if just the terminology they use there may be a little bit misleading from our eyes, you know, the eyes of people who are used to personal computers and desktop computers. Then it goes on to say, the basic keyboard with 61 keys is similar to the keyboard of an electric typewriter. For specific applications, up to 40 function keys can be added. By using special overlays, you can have 122 combinations of 35 of these keys. The display has a 10-inch by 5-inch viewing area, 16 lines of information with up to 64 characters in each line, totaling 1,024 characters can be presented at one time. So that's interesting that it's actually 16 lines and not like 24. So kind of a different aspect ratio than we're used to with terminals by default these days. So a few lines less. So obviously they hadn't really standardized yet on, you know, like a 80 by 24 type display. And 61 keys, you know, I'm wondering what it's missing. You know, it's not like a 101 key keyboard with a numpad and so on. And, you know, 61, it doesn't even, I guess, I don't know. I have to look at a picture of the keyboard. Let me see if I can find a picture of the keyboard. So the keyboard has arrow keys, you know, your standard alphabet keys and QWERTY configuration, colon, question mark, comma, period, question mark with slash below it, a return key that's actually, you know, kind of a few rows below where you'd normally use it now, a tab key, and then a backspace key that's underneath the tab key, and then underneath that, a character erase, and then, so what, you know, it's like, is the backspace a character erase? Those are split into two separate functions here, which is kind of interesting. And then underneath that is a blank key that has nothing written on at all. So one has to wonder what that is. The number keys across the top with your, you know, standard exclamation point, double quote, you know, pretty much how it is on a normal keyboard. To the right of the zero, you have a asterisk, and no asterisks above the eight. So they're missing a character. Where does it cut off? So instead of, oh, I see. So instead of a hat symbol or a caret symbol being above a six, it's actually an ampersand, and above the seven is a single quote. So they move the single quote over, and then the 8 and 9 are the parentheses. So the 0 doesn't actually have anything tied to it, and then the asterisk is to the right of the 0. That's unusual, you know, by modern standards. It looks like it does have some kind of math symbols in the place where you'd expect the keypad to be. You know, it has like a square root symbol and a summation symbol, and then I don't know what that is. It's like the, almost looks like the symbol for yen, Japanese yen or something. And then there's a few other function keys that shows around over on the right and across the top. Very, I don't know, message waiting, and maybe some of the type of ASCII characters that you see in the control area of the ASCII table that are below space. You know, it's like those other characters that you see there, like called, you know, like SOH, STX, and so on. Those might be these keys, extra function keys that you're seeing around the keyboard. So that's kind of interesting, actually seeing them as actual keys, because these days we don't really see that kind of thing. So going back to the actual text, it goes on to say, simple to operate. If you can operate an electric typewriter, you can quickly learn to operate a Uniscope 300 visual communication terminal. The same instant a character is typed, it is displayed. A completed message can be visually verified, quickly edited, and sent to the computer. Each message and its reply from the computer are independent of those on any other Uniscope terminal. As a result, you and management or operating personnel at any number of Uniscope locations can make inquiries, obtain immediate replies, and send input data continuously and simultaneously. So I guess, you know, this brochure might be talking to people that don't normally have, maybe it's trying to advertise to people who don't normally have a terminal in their office, and it's trying to break into kind of a new market by advertising to people who don't normally have access to a terminal directly, or you know, have resisted working with a printer like terminal. I suppose, you know, the big draw for a terminal with a screen is that it's quieter. You know, it's not so loud and so on. And also, of course, you know, instantaneous results. You can see a lot of data at once. Then it goes on to say, unmatched versatility. By means of a small cluster of conveniently located editing keys, you can quickly erase or insert characters or lines or an entire message. You can also review or analyze information by requesting the computer to subtract and add lines to give the effect of rolling the information either up or down in scroll fashion. Or you can compare information by splitting the screen, a technique of deleting selected groups of lines and inserting information into the vacated space. And you can roll and scroll the new information. When using a Uniscope terminal to update your computer, you can interrupt at any time and send a query, and you can visually review and compare your answer to the recently entered updated transaction or other input data. So it's, you know, it's interesting to read what they were advertising as being possible here. A lot of the things that you know, we think of as maybe being new on a PC, you know, when they came out on the PC, obviously they were kind of copying some of the functionality that they saw in the office environments. But sometimes we attribute those functions and things to, you know, like say an Intel 386, you know, running DOS or a Sun OS system with a terminal. You know, it's like we think of these things as maybe being attributed to Unix systems or DOS systems or Amigas or Windows or Linux. But, you know, a lot of this functionality had its origins back in the 50s and 60s. And so this, you know, is a great example of how it's advertising it firsthand, like it's a new thing. I remember back in the, you know, in the 80s, when you got a computer, the computer came with a whole 20-page manual or something on how to use the mouse. But now they wouldn't even think of telling you how to use a mouse. Everybody just kind of knows how to do it. And it's also interesting to think about how it's advertising splitting the screen. You know, this is something that we use in programs like TMUX or Screen to act as a terminal multiplexer and so on. So it's kind of interesting to see it advertised here. It goes on to show a man, middle-aged man, maybe in a factory, can't quite tell, but it looks like he's maybe in a factory and he's referencing this Uniscope 300 system to check some data in real time. And then it lists some various places where you might use this, including manufacturing firms, retailers, insurance companies, schools, communication companies, transportation companies, distributors, savings and loan companies, public utilities, wholesalers, banks, hospitals, federal, state, and local government agencies. Sounds like a Sally Struthers commercial. Okay, so instant results, dialogue with a computer. Manage, okay, here we go, interesting. So, in boldface, it says management information systems, which, you know, tells you how old that term is. You may want to know how well any one of your products is selling and in what sizes. You may want to know this information by area and by salesman as of this morning, last month, and this month 1 year ago. With Uniscope terminals connected to a computer, you and other members of the management team right, can get this information within a few seconds. By the split screen technique, you can compare it to significant related information, such as sales effectiveness of a newly designed package, or how competitive products are selling in particular geographical areas. By using a Uniscope terminal to also update your computer, the answers you receive and the action you take at 2:30 p.m., for example, may be based on all-inclusive information that is as up to the minute as of 2:29 p.m. As a result, you can recognize problems much sooner than by any previous method, and you can quickly revise and more accurately forecast your sales and marketing trends. Just, you know, it's amazing that was such a new concept, you know, just up to the minute information being accessible at your fingertips. That goes on to say, money saving inventory control. With a Uniscope at each of your locations, you can get the now facts now on the quantity and location of every item in stock, or the number and type of personnel, facilities, reserved seats, hotel rooms, etc. available now and at specified future dates. Orders can be verified and entered immediately. If desired, you can acquire information or on substitute items or immediately initiate action to correct a shortage. Additionally, you can immediately update the overall inventory. So, you know, in between this, it shows like a picture that I'll talk about in a second, but you can think of all those, you know, movies and times that maybe you were, if you were alive back at that era, 60s and 70s, when you went to go to like a hotel or reserve a plane ticket or something, that they probably had one of these types of terminals behind the scenes that was actually giving this up-to-date information. So, you know, you'd go up to the checkout desk at the hotel and you say, do I have any charges or anything like that? They could pull it up right away. Or you go to the airline terminal and you say, can I get a ticket to Milwaukee? And, you know, they could check using the system and so on. And so they probably had one of these behind each one of those desks. So the picture that's in between this text, it kind of takes up a whole page and breaks up the paragraph, shows, you know, basically like bank information, I guess. It's showing transaction. It kind of cuts off the screen, so I can't see everything. But, you know, across the top, it has headers for transaction, loan account, reserve account. And then it has some information, you know, like loan account numbers and so on. Maybe this is like, you know, prices. I don't know. It doesn't have a dollar sign in front of them. And then it shows at the bottom, you know, Samuel L. Benson, 1922 Madison Road, Anytown, USA. So obviously they made some fake data for the brochure. Then it goes on to say, prompt customer services. The Uniscope can help to significantly improve your service to customers. For example, a salesman can immediately determine if requested items or their substitutes are available, along with prices, shipping costs, etc., while the customer is still on the phone. Dynamic programmed instruction. Besides the normal advantages of programmed instruction, primarily individualized instruction and each student progressing at his own rate, the Uniscope has the added advantages of fast access to and visualization of the vast store of information in the computer. So using this in a classroom situation, kind of interesting. Information retrieval. This is a new section. You can use your Uniscope to ask the computer to search for and pinpoint exactly the information you need and immediately display it in roll and scroll fashion if desired on one or more Uniscope terminals. The displayed information can be derived from numerous sources such as stock market quotations, chemical abstracts, personnel or student records, legal precedents and citations, medical data or economic statistics. So I would assume that you'd load some kind of database or, you know, you'd have your own database. Surely, you know, it'd be interesting if they one place had access to all those databases. You'd have to wonder what they're doing. And then the next section, direct input of data to computer. And you know, it's funny how they, you know, they say roll and scroll fashion. So, you know, it's like the first time you used the more command, or actually less, I guess, where, you know, you could look at a bit of output and, oh my goodness, you can scroll backwards. You know, it must have been just a revolutionary thing to be able to scroll backwards at this time. Direct input of data to computer. You can eliminate many of the time-consuming and error-prone steps generally associated with key punching by typing in transaction and other input data directly on your Uniscope. Since you see what you type, you can immediately verify and, if necessary, correct it. The computer will act as a double check by validating format and other elements associated with input data. An outstanding use of the Uniscope, for example, is to prepare a production report. Fixed information from the computer is displayed on the Uniscope. The operator merely fills in the type of job, employee's number, hours worked, and other variable data. The computer then automatically prepares a labor distribution report and associated documents. The same method of direct data input can be used for sales, purchasing, financial statements, and other aspects of your business. Yeah, being able to correct information. You know, we really take this for granted, but if you've ever written or typed anything and you had to go back and like erase and rewrite a whole paragraph because you messed up one section, those were the days, right? Or use whiteout to get rid of a section that was written in pen, or use a special cartridge on your typewriter to strike out in white parts that you want to rewrite. You know, those things are kind of unknown to current generations. And so it's really something that we take for granted that's being highlighted here as a brand new feature. Accurate communication of information. The entire display is flicker-free. All characters are sharp and crisp and closely resemble conventional printed characters. Each one is made up of continuous lines without any separations, even at the corners, and all lines are equal thickness and brightness. The size and shape of a character is the same on all parts of the screen, and spacing between characters and between lines of information is consistently equal. Result: excellent legibility and accurate communication of information at all times. No confusion, for example, between the numeral 5 and the character S, or between the numeral 2 and the character Z. It's funny, we still have these kind of problems depending on the kind of font that you use. But obviously, that was a big problem for them back then. And then, you know, it shows a couple more pictures of people using it. Man and a woman, you know, looking at this screen with some information on it, with the caption saying one control unit controls 2 to 48 300M terminals. So I don't know where this is. Oh, I see. One of the pictures shows like a cabinet computer, I guess, a rack, but it says UNIVAC at the top, and I guess that's the control unit that they would all hook up to. Maybe something like a, you know, we'd think of as a network switch. But I don't know. I don't know much about like all the mainframe stuff, all the components of the mainframe, whether there was some intermediary middleman. If you know, maybe you can mention in the comments after you read this. Then it goes on to say, easy to use. It shows a picture with a woman typing at blonde hair with her hair back in a barrette, you know, a barrette to hold her hair back or whatever. Can't remember the name of that thing. So extra attention is given to comfort, morale, and efficiency of the operator. The Unoscope is unusually quiet and pleasing and even fascinating to operate. Extensive tests prove that an experienced operator of an electric typewriter can operate the Unoscope at over 80 words per minute for long periods of time. The high-speed reaction of the keys to the touch makes it virtually impossible to lock them or type a double letter, and the editing keys enable the operator to easily make all corrections at any time, even after completing a full page. If you're unfamiliar with typewriters, one of the common problems that you'd have is where you'd type two different letters at the same time or too fast in succession, and the striking hammers that make it up would get locked together or something. Is it striking hammers, I think, that they're called, or something? Anyways, the lever arm that actually has the print of the character that you want to type and actually hits the page, you know, those things can get tied up and locked together if you hit too many keys at the same time. So obviously this kind of system gets rid of that problem. And that was obviously speaking to people who run into that problem all the time. And then it goes on to say, economically utilizes full capabilities of computer. Both versions of the Unoscope 300 visual communication terminal were designed as integral devices of a computer communication system. Many of their unique capabilities are based on new concepts for obtaining optimum interaction between computers and associated communication devices, while minimizing telephone line costs. Typical examples are role and scroll of information, efficient and economical transmission of usable data only, and use of only one control unit and one telephone line for up to 48 Uniscope visual communication terminals. These concepts were derived from extensive experience in design, production, and installation of numerous computer communication systems comprised of UNIVAC medium and large-scale computers and a variety of other UNIVAC computer communication devices. Today, many of these systems are installed or being installed in large savings banks with many branches, manufacturing organizations, leading domestic and worldwide airlines, and large computer service bureaus. A contract for a UNIVAC computer communication system for United Airlines is the largest commercial contract of its type. In this system, several large-scale UNIVAC computers are interconnected to thousands of general-purpose Uniscope visual communication terminals. So, yeah, I was right. So it's likely the thing that people were using behind the scenes when they were making reservations for you and so on. But one part of this section that's interesting is that they talk about the use of, you know, 48 Uniscope virtual communication terminals being hooked up through one telephone line back to a central computer somewhere. So you have to keep in mind, this brochure was published in 1964, and I guess that's when this Uniscope came out. So 1964 is a full 3 years before ARPANET, which became the modern internet, was, you know, start, got its kickoff, that got started. And so obviously they're doing some kind of multiplexing of these terminals and maybe some kind of, you know, transmission of packet data or something back to a central computer. So this predates the internet, you know, as even, you know, not as we know it, but, you know, the very origins of the internet. But obviously they were doing some type of networking activity here over long distances. So that's kind of interesting. I mean, 1964, you know, this is almost 60 years ago by this current recording. You know, quite a long time ago, predates Unix and all that, but this was all cutting edge new technology at the time. And then on this final page of information is kind of a summary of different things, and has a green background and says more features at no extra cost. So I guess this is some extra features, not a summary, but so besides roll and scroll and split screen, which are both in double quotes, the Uniscope 300 includes more features at no extra cost than any other visual communication terminal. So the first bullet point is transmission of only useful data. Only characters and significant spaces are transmitted. You pay only for the transmission of useful data. So that's interesting. You know, so it's maybe, you know, if nobody's actually typing something, isn't it still kind of using up the phone line? So wouldn't you be paying for like a leased line situation? I don't know. That's interesting. Simultaneous broadcast to all stations. Data displayed on a particular Uniscope terminal can be simultaneously broadcasted to all of your other Uniscope terminals. So I guess if you wanted to, you know, send out a message saying stop all transactions or something like that, or system is undergoing maintenance, you know, in 5 minutes, you could let everybody know. Interleaving of messages. Messages and to and from Uniscope terminals are interleaved so that there is no waiting due to one or more Uniscope terminals receiving lengthy replies. By this technique, you most economically utilize the computer and the telephone lines. So, you know, there's a lot of features in here that are kind of reminiscent of what you'd think of as like a multitasking operating system, you know, being able to do multiple things at once and stuff. And that must have been pretty revolutionary, but I guess new at the time. It was pretty revolutionary when it came to the PC world, you know, back in the mid 80s, so being able to do more than one thing at once. Blinking of message segments. Portions of replies of special interest will blink on and off. Oh, the horror. Those of you who lived through the late 90s of web design probably remember the blink tag, which doesn't really get used now, fortunately. Then the next point, insertion and deletion of lines. Any line can be deleted and all information below it moved up. Correspondingly, copy can be spread apart so that a new line can be inserted. Next point, unsolicited messages. Important and unsolicited, you know, like unsolicited email, I guess. Important information from the computer can override a message being typed or displayed, or a special message can indicate to the operator that important information is waiting. So, you know, I guess you can say like, you know, you have a new message or something like that. I guess it could also say like, you mistyped something or whatever. Or maybe it's time to go on break or something. Okay. Next point, tabular format. Data can be typed in columnar or random tabular format. That's interesting. What's random tabular format? This technique can be used for filling in data on form outlines supplied by the computer. Then anytime after installation, you may add the following options. Okay, so it kind of broke the header across two columns in this page. Okay, next point, choice of multi-stations. Two types, one available in a system of 2 to 24 terminals, each with full screen display. The other with 2 to 48 terminals, each with a half screen display. You can easily expand to hundreds or even thousands of Uniscope terminals by adding one control unit and one telephone line interconnecting unit for each group of 24 or 48. Some of the features that they advertise kind of early in the brochure are maybe being specified in the fine print here at the end, that it may not behave exactly how we said it will. So obviously, you know, if you get 48 terminals, you're gonna maybe get just a half screen display of data, which would be unfortunate. Anyways, next point, simultaneous dual transmission. So in a large busy system, by adding a telephone line and associated interconnecting unit, you can further increase the system's response time by either transmitting or receiving, or transmitting and receiving on two Uniscope terminals at exactly the same time. Or you can use one telephone line for normal traffic and the other for standby, so having like some redundancy or something. So if you need high availability, you know, you have an extra telephone line. Over 4,000 possible functions. You can add up to 40 function keys to perform specialized functions and increase the speed of interaction with the computer. The symbol on each of these keys can stand for a query or for any purpose you designate. A group, for example, may be used as an adding machine. You can have a choice of over 4,000 possible selections by selecting from up to 122 different overlays for placement above 35 of these keys. And then at the end, it shows, you know, some three pictures that are from the brochure and says, see the now facts now with a Uniscope 300. Contact your UNIVAC representative. And then, you know, at the end, it just says UNIVAC, a division of Sperry Rand Corporation, printed in the USA, along with some difficult to read notes. You know, somebody obviously talking about with 24 of these terminals, you can have up to 1,024 characters. It's kind of hard to read, but, you know, talking about the price, I guess. So, yeah, this was a brochure from 1964. It's interesting to see how some of the things that we take for granted when they're first introduced, you know, they were really touting them as something revolutionary and new. So I hope you enjoyed this. Please leave a comment. I'd love to know if you enjoyed this type of episode and historical information. And if you have any experience working with one of these systems or working with a UNIVAC or something and can provide more, I'd love to hear more comments from you if you can share your experiences. Okay, thanks and take care.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.